Alrighty, boys and girls, we're going to get started here in a couple minutes. How is the microdosing working out? That's a good question. We're going to start off here with a few random Q&As while we wait for people to arrive. I actually got to a point where I stopped doing it after a month because I think it's important to try to return to baseline after a certain point. So like after a month of what he's referencing is like microdosing of mushrooms, just taking a tiny, tiny little bit. And it is cool and good. I think that's something that I'm going to like turn on and off at various phases of my life because sometimes you don't actually want to be like, I'm going to be having amazing creative growth experiences all the time. Sometimes you just want to chill out and play fucking video games. My hangover is doing excellent, thanks to Party Smart. All right. So I have sort of a gaggle of administrative things to talk about today. Some of them are exciting, some of them are not particularly exciting. We're going to do a lot of Q&A. We haven't actually had a big time Q&A thing in a bit because for the last several weeks, there's usually been a big blurf to herf about. There are things happening, and oftentimes the way that it works is like it's kind of awkward on the weeks where sometimes in the big picture, not much is happening. There's tons of things to talk about on a fireside, but there's also times when big picture things are happening and you can't say a fucking thing about them because future plans. And as we've learned over the years, if we say what we're doing or we hint at what we're doing on a fireside or on a meta show or something, it's like handing an engraved invitation to our enemies. So there is lots of stuff happening. Only so much I can actually talk about on Fireside, so I'm going to apologize to you guys in advance if you are expecting like a whole bunch of stuff, but we're going to do some Q&As, we're going to hit on some important shit, and broadly speaking, Eve is heating up, right? It's not like nothing is going on, and Eve is quieting down, right? Like the PCU is stabilizing and actually increasing. We are seeing conflict and hatred and new blood being spilled. And political realignments throughout the galaxy, which is excellent and it's really exciting and it will probably have some knock-on effects in the relatively near future. It's just that in front of, absolutely everyone, this is what we got. Almost 31K online. That is fantastic. Thank you, Jirai. Yeah. So what we're seeing here is just sort of a return to business. I think that a lot of people's war fatigues are beginning to wear off across the galaxy and, there is light at the end of the tunnel with the pandemic thing, and so we are having a lot more sort of freewheeling EVE Online fun times. I've been having a blast recently. Can't say about why or what, but it's been good times. It's been good times. Shout out, of course, in case you caught the Rampage Incorporated stream and you want to feel old from Friday. It was the eight year anniversary of BR5, which is what used to be the previous big super capital battle that rearranged the galactic balance of power for years to come until M2 and M2 Part 2. So that's cool. Kind of frightening, but it is what it is. So one of the things that I saw a question come up in Elysium the other day was somebody was asking if we were still doing Stupid Idiot Fleet because they themselves hadn't seen too many pings for it. One of the things I'm going to remind people about Stupid Idiot Fleet, if we can get a link to the Stupid Idiot Fleet doctrine added into Elysium, I am too incompetent to go and find that and click it. Wonderful. Thank you. Really quick on that. Very quick. So we are still doing it and we love this and it's a reactive doctrine, right? Like, so when the bad guys come in, there's an opportunity to drop a whole bunch of Black Ops battleships on them. We are doing that. We will continue to do that. Please make sure that you are getting in and enjoying your sins. That is not going to change. So just because we don't happen to be herfing about a doctrine on the fireside, when I see people say, hey, I haven't seen this doctrine get pinged in a bit, it actually ha you know, it goes out multiple times a week. But when I saw one person say they hadn't seen it, I figured I should make a comment about it just to remind people that this is a real thing. It is not going away. It has been already a very successful gimmick. And from sort of an orky Warhammer 40K perspective, it's kind of like no matter what happens, we win because if we win with Stupid Idiot Fleet, it's awesome and it's hilarious because who doesn't love dropping a whole bunch of fucking Black Ops battleships on anything that moves? And in the situations where we lose one and when we lose a marshal or somebody fucks up and loses a sin, we also win because then we can point and laugh at ourselves and it's just funny and cool because nobody in the game has the balls to do something like this at the scale at which we are doing it. Stupid Idiot Fleet is one of the things I'm very proud of that we have achieved as an organization, that we have gotten to the point that we can do this kind of damn silly things in these damn silly ways and then laugh about when it goes wrong. So big fan. Absolutely, we are still doing Stupid Idiot Fleet, and keep it up. It is something that very few fleet commanders do have the keys for, because it's essentially a capital fleet, right? And it's technically speaking less expensive than a modern capital fleet, but if you looked at the ISK investment of a Stupid Idiot Fleet, it's functionally the same as a pre-scarcity carrier dread fleet, which of course has gone 10x now because CCP and scarcity, but that's where we are. Okay. I have been instructed by Kunmi to tell everybody that there is a new GEZ. These are the Goonfleet Economic Zones. We have done a whole lot of amazing industrial shit that I barely understand there. That is not my territory. It is very much the Kunmi zone. And he has worked his magic yet again. And I'm happy to report that the GEZ in 39P is online. And Casador is doing a fantastic job of hitting the links to more information on this. I really appreciate that, dude. So yeah, click that link if you want to learn more about the GEZs. And Styx has just sent that. Perfect. Yeah, right. Exactly. Again, this is not my territory. This is not the language that I speak, but I know many of you understand and are very interested in all of the industrial spreadsheety in space kind of thing. It is important to me because, as for those of you that aren't into this kind of thing, I want you to understand all of the things that we are doing here are designed to increase our strategic economic output, which directly flows into our military power and our ability to slam down citadels and recreate Fortress Delve as Mother Delve continues to heal and upgrade our systems and basically find new and better ways to reach out and fuck the pubbies. So it's important that goons and our allies get rich, that they get assets, that they do it in an increasingly efficient way, because in my world, that is directly related to our ability to reach out and deliver all kinds of delicious hell to our foes. Okay. So for people who have questions about stuff like that, feel free to ask them. I might have to tag in somebody who knows better than me about the nuances of industry. I have some really big shout-outs here to Scopone and John Monty and Kathy Iron, and the crew of people that have been working on creating the Webway app. You might not have heard me talk about this before because it's only just now being released, but for almost 6 years ago, which is kind of frightening, we started working on having a Goonswarm and Imperium-specific improved wormhole app, and they have done a shitload of work on that. And in general, Scopone and John Monty have both done just astounding work for us in the IT department over the years, like the work on the Recon app, the work on the Cord dashboard, and they have brought this heroism to building a Webway for us. So in the aftermath of the Fireside, there's you might have already seen the ping. There's going to be a "How the fuck does this thing work?" app. It is new. It's going to might require a little getting used to, but believe me, it is going to be awesome. And I'm very, very happy to have this. It is a, it just fucking rules. So you'll get to find out about that on the Fireside after the Fireside. If you're interested, there's going to be a ping that's going to go out. Kathy's going to teach you all how to do it. And many, 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 many thanks to Scopone and John Monty, who have done a lot of things, not just this. They really deserve all the love and gold stars possible. Speaking of the wee boy, oh my god, Whipla, the fucking wee boy, oh god. All right, okay, so it might be the wee boy. All right, I've got one order of business here to go through as well. So Kahanas is also part of our IT system, and Kahanas is the hero who makes sure that every Fireside is recorded, and he brings order to chaos. We have, and he devised a very useful Discord bot, and this Discord bot allows us to, actually it has a whole bunch of features that if I try to articulate them here, it will just get them wrong. But the point is this. Many of you are part of various Discords that are parts of your SIGs, your squads, your corps, your whatevers. And you already have this bot on there and you know what it does and what I'm talking about. But if you don't, if you have like a SIG or a squad or a click Discord, that isn't plugged into the state, please do reach out to Kahanas. There's a lot of useful features that this thing will, enable, and it will also help with security such that you don't end up with a bunch of, hostile ass puppies on there, scamming the shit out of you or, siphoning intel to our foes. So, yeah, I think we've freed Wibbla again. I freed him before, and then he got kicked out of the channel because of security measures that I, you know, automated security measures. And then I think he got freed again and sent back to skirmish bot. So rip. What is going to happen with Piri basis politics when this new alliance is taking over its territories? That's a good question, because I don't think many people know this, and I want to brag about them in public. So during the middle of the hotter parts of the Vietnam War, I think this was around, this was when Faith Abilis first came under attack. I think this was around like March or April, I'd have to figure out. We were getting ready to be in full woodchipper mode. It was post M2. And a alliance in Faith Abilis named Invidia Gloria Comes, I can't actually pronounce it right because it's a Latin guild name, but these guys decided that they wanted to stand up and fight, and they wanted to fight for us, and they made an extremely risky choice. They decided to join the Imperium. There's a lot of German players over there, really cool dudes, and you know, they came on. We're like, we're going to take a risk on these guys. It's a smaller alliance. They were trial members in the Imperium for a bit, and after 5 months, we've been super, super happy with what we've seen, and so I'm delighted to have made IGC full members of the Imperium, and they now have two constellations in period basis, around the TCAG area and the constellation south of it. They've earned it. They're awesome dudes. High fives all around there. So if you're looking at that map and you're going, why are there these IGC TCUs there? That's what's going on with that. It doesn't mean like there's some sort of big shift in terms of things. They're full Imperium members. They are your brothers and sisters in arms, just like everybody else who's a member of the Imperium. So high fives all around. Great dudes. Yeah, Aiden Warden. I really like him. He's the leader of IGC. All right, let's see what we got. Is Brisk still alive? I believe so. He seemed like he was doing all right yesterday. I think I ended up being the one that was more ragged because it was around the last 10 minutes of the meta show where my delayed action hangover finally kicked in. And, you know, that's where we got. All right, let me get some more questions here. Again, like, so we have some announcements to make next week, not like the big announcement, but there is a project that I'm excited about, that a bunch of people are excited about, that it's not the appropriate time to talk about today, but it will be for next week. So that's going to be cool. There's some other things that are happening that are cool, but I can't talk about here. So I want you guys to understand that sometimes there are firesides where it's like, hey, we're doing Q&As and we're doing whatever, and it's because things are relatively quiet. In this case, things are not quiet. There's all sorts of cool stuff happening. It's just that please do bear with us. We'll be revealing more next week, because I have occasionally learned over the years, I have a tendency to want to give everybody good news and then jump the fucking gun and launch something before it's actually ready to be launched. And then people experience more of a frustrating experience grappling with it. So we're gonna try to be mature adults and hold off on that until next Fireside. So what happened with Stupid Idiot Fleet? Missed the first part of the Fireside. The Stupid Idiot Fleet still exists. It still rules. And if anybody thinks that we are not doing that, they are wrong and should get sentenced. Some of the things that have been happening on the chessboard have been very interesting if you're sort of paying attention to the big picture shit. You know, we have this involvement in Esoteria because Initiative has put down a Keepstar in DTAC-P, and then there's all sorts of political power vacuum kind of chaos there in the Galactic East because, you know, we kind of thought that NC would maybe deploy to try to fuck with Init, but instead they went to Venal. So there's this shit happening in Venal. There's this shit happening in the Galactic East. There is chaos under heaven, and the situation is excellent. Again, we're still on this whole awakened empire into becoming the crisis kick. And as a result, there's lots of irons in the fire. It's good. It's good. So join SIGs and squads. Thank you for reminding me, guys. It's the world's most obvious bingo square, but join SIGs and squads. Join SIGs and squads. Join SIGs and squads. If there is a situation where there is an escalating level of warfare, you guys might remember this from before the Vietnam War. We would do this little song and dance routine where I would say, nudge, nudge, wink, wink. If you want to get involved in some PvP outside of Delve, join SIGs and squads. And then that's sort of like the sort of very slow, subtle drum beats, very subtle drum beats, before things escalate to like a Jeff deployment. And then, you know, we see where things go from there. So, we are at the join SIGs and squads. Look for PvP opportunities. It's good to develop your F2s territory. If you're new and you don't know what I'm talking about, I'm glad I said this. If you're new and you just heard me say something like, it's time to develop your F2s, if you're wondering what the fuck that is, during the war, we, made it very clear that it's not enough to just be an F1 monkey in this alliance, that you need to get involved and you need to learn how to develop skills in addition to just turning up in fleets and collecting a PAP, right? So that's what we talk about when we say finding your F2. There's a whole sticky in the war room about the third cultural revolution, which is that. So in these times of, quote, peace, unquote, I hope you all hear the scare quotes there. There's never been a better time for you to both develop your own economic engine at home, because every goon and hopefully all of our allies, we still want to have things in a situation where everybody's looking for one shield and one armor Titan in their hangar. Now, we're not really pushing for Titans right now because they're 350 billion is to actually make them, and CCB has fucked up the economy and stuff like that. But for people who are wondering what we do in times of, quote, peace, unquote, usually it is massively gearing up our military and our personal and organizational economic bases to be able to bring justice to a galaxy of chaos. So, for example, like it was before the Vietnam War, it's one of the reasons why we were able to win, is it's like, well, gosh, you know, again, don't do this with roll calls, because roll calls are not like the thing anymore, whatever. Do not listen to this advice specifically. Take the general strategic message home. That's the punchline. The punchline is, you're like, hey, I have, you know, I can run 4 barges. Maybe you could be running 10. You have one or two capital ships. Maybe you could have double that, right? We always know that the pubbies will always get together and come at us after a number of years. It's only a matter of time. Sometimes it's 3 years, sometimes it's 5 years. Maybe they'll jump the gun early and come after us sometime this year. Maybe they'll want to reassemble Pappy. And we want to make sure that everyone is actively preparing. Like, don't just be sitting on your ass going like, well, it's peacetime, and so, you know, I'll just do nothing. Gear up always for wealth and war. And if you're satisfied with your level, help your friends that need help with it. If you have people in your corporations, in your SIGs, your squads, that are like looking around at you, and there you are sailing around with your whole fucking multi-boxing fleet, just doing your thing. And they're like, well, fuck, I'm space poor. I don't know what, like, make sure that you are working actively to uplift those who are in the Imperium that are not as well off as you are, right? Like, rising tide lifts all boats. When we all have more war material, when we all have more ISK, it is far easier for us to destroy all of the pubbies. Good question. If Pappy were to reassemble today, would we be recovered enough from their last failure to repeat success? That is a good question. It's partially in the future plan zone, but I'm going to answer this anyway. I believe that there is a tremendous opportunity when our enemies make mistakes by engaging us too aggressively before they are actually ready. If there's a scenario where our enemies are overconfident and they believe that they can Pappy reassemble and come at us early, I will take that fight happily. And I want you guys to be ready to take that fight happily too, because I believe that if they do a premature Pappy, that gives us even more opportunities to put our boots on their throat. And so that's exactly what I want you guys to prepare for, right? We can't guarantee it. We don't know what's going to happen. But in a scenario where the enemy reassembles too early and comes at us when they themselves haven't finished recovering from their wounds, if we have been spending all of this time preparing and getting ready, that is an excellent strategic opportunity for us to rat fuck them back into the fucking Stone Age. So that's where we're going for this. I know it's peace, quote, peace, unquote, but if you kind of hear the excitement in my voice, it's there. This is not a time to rest easy. This is a time to prepare for war. This is a time to fill your wallets. This is a time to get assets that can get kinetic. Not specifically kinetic in terms, you know what I mean, not in terms of like the actual like real guns. I mean kinetic activity at the tactical and strategic level. Killing fucking puppies. Punishing them when they think that they have us at their mercy, and showing them that actually it's the other way around. The fun stuff. Why we play evil. All right. That metaphor did, in fact, get away from me. Now we're talking about Drake fleets and Leviathans. Whoops. What have I done? Somebody's asking questions about news on jump freighter changes. I have no news about jump freighter changes. I know that like Rattati said something on some podcast about how he didn't like jump freighters and spooked a whole bunch of people because he really shouldn't be allowed to speak in public about stuff like that. But off he is. Off he goes. I haven't seen anything coming down the pipe that actually looks like that. If there was, I would be screaming from the rooftops about it. The main reason why it came up, it was an example to highlight the sort of level of oh gosh, is that guy really thinking about doing that or really thinking about talking about that in a public place? Gosh, that's a bad look. If you're old school, you know that this is not the first time that's happened. Back in the day, you had CCB Grayscale, who was famously wanting everybody in NullSec to be doing like freighter ops the old school way because he had decided that that was fun, even though the game had changed and things were no longer like whatever his nostalgic memories were. So this is not the first time we've had CCB devs say stupid shit about core aspects of the galactic supply chain that they have no understanding of. Any updates on upcoming meetups? There is a couple to begin with. We have, obviously, there's going to be FanFest. I'm hoping that the plague is going to be out of the way there and that I'm intending to be attending FanFest. I want to get across the pond. It's been way too long since I've been to anywhere near Europe. And speaking of that, there is Goon Berlin, which is July 9th and 10th. That is a Goon Swarm and Imperium event. That is not a... not like a public official one, but for us and our people, Goon Berlin, and of course, when I say Goon Berlin, that everyone in the Imperium is invited, right? Like, you know, it's for all of us. But that's a Goon meet. That's in Berlin. I want to make that one, if at all possible. I think it would be really cool to go to the Berlin one. All right. I don't know anything about the Dallas or Des Moines, unfortunately, Eric. That was a very specific question he's asking about. Plano or Dallas or Des Moines, I do not know anything about those ones. Doesn't mean they're not happening. It's just it's not at my level of awareness. Check out Space GBS. That is where there's more information about Goomps. Alrighty. Fish update. There's a Warbonds question. I'm not qualified to answer that because I'm not a finance guy, but if Kaznir is here, he could handle it. Okay, cool. So Kaznir, you can answer that guy's question. A question about fish. The fish are doing well. I don't really have much fish updates. They're sort of happily plateaued. The big fat goby we have and the golden gourami we have become like besties, and it's really cute. Like they hang out together, which is a really strange thing because they're like one's a top-dwelling fish and the other is a fucking purple-spotted fat Australian goby. It's really fucking cute. Okay, Kaznir is answering the question. You can expect that principal repurchases will continue throughout the year. We've begun them in small amounts. And that is true. I know that like as part of like the corporate taxation, so there's some complicated finance shit that's happening here. But like the state has actively been repurchasing them and paying things off, and there's a system. How much does my only fish? Okay, train update. Wow. So the train update is how do I want to answer this question? We have like three new Metcalf kits to do, and I have to decide whether I want to try to have like a traditional like British layout where they do like a branch line terminus and stuff. I need to settle on the track plan I want because right now I'm literally just sort of like playing around with Kato Unitrack on my porch on the floor, which is really bad for trains. You're not supposed to be running like $350 like computer trains around a track where there's like dust and pet hair and shit, but that's just sort of where we are right now. And once I actually have like a track plan settled and stuff, I can post some pictures. We also have like a signal tower to do, a coaling station. There's just some real anorak. Is that what they call them? The British have like a word for train autists like myself, and I think they call them anoraks. But you know, terribly, terribly nerdy stuff, which is exactly on brand for a space emperor in a game like EVE Online. I've actually always had model trains in one form or another. Like, you know, I grew up at a 4x8 HO scale layout when I was young. And then I had an N-scale one in college that never really got finished because wiring back in the day was more complicated. And then I started chasing tail instead and discovered clubbing. And then fast forward many years and I've got like a DCC set up here on 00 gauge British trains. Okay. How's the nerd furniture business going? Okay, this is the last question I'm going to take because this is all like Mitten's personal stuff and I don't want to waste you guys' time too much. Madfern.com, check it out. A lot of people have been interested in like bookshelves, and I think bookshelves and tables in particular, because I think lots of people are using them for like wargaming and like craft stuff and things. So check it out, Madfern.com. I don't like to pitch that on a fireside, but you ask. All right, boys and girls, thank you so much for coming. We're going to do this again next week, and I'll have a few more announcements for you. In the meantime, get rich and prepare for war. Because we're at peace. We're at quote, peace, unquote, right? You know, like it is. Thanks for coming. See you next week.